And Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana. And service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYTFM 88.1. Johnson Temple is located on 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As you listen to this morning's broadcast, please know that God truly has a blessing in store for you. As sung by the Johnson Temple Choir on their CD recording, Magnify Him. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection by the Johnson Temple Choir, a saxophone selection by Elder Jeffrey Johnson, and a wonderful message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please visit or follow us on Facebook. Additional information concerning the church is also provided at the end of this broadcast. Again, God has a blessing in store for you. God bless you.
getting to know him better, getting to know God better. What are you saying, Lil Johnson? We have not yet arrived, amen, but we're striving. We're trying our best to get closer to God. We're trying to understand, amen, what he requires of us. Amen. Before you got saved, amen, it was sin that controlled your life. Now that you are saved, amen, it is the Spirit of God, the love of God, that controls your life. We said that, amen, love conquers all. It means that we have overcome by physical, mental, spiritual, and moral force. Let me put it this way. When God takes control of your life, amen, you are victorious. In other words, you have become an overcomer. I preached a message some time ago, amen, and I said, I'm in it to win it. Amen. Would you just touch somebody now and tell them, I'm in it. I want to win it. Amen. I'm in it to win it. Amen. I'm not just here for show. I'm not here, amen, trying to impress somebody. Amen. I want to win. I want to win Christ. Amen. God showed how much he loved us by sending his only son into this world. Amen. To bring us eternal life through his death. In that act, we see that what real love is. It is not our love for God, but his love for us when he sent his son to satisfy God's anger against our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us enough to let his son die for us, we surely ought to love each other also. I ought to get an amen there. I'm glad I know how to love. Amen. I hate to say it, but some folks just don't know how to love. It's just not a part of their vernacular. They just, you know, they almost at a point where they're grappling at everything. And then they said, if I knew what to do, amen, and how to do it, maybe I would do it. But I just don't know how to do it. Well, I hope they find Christ. So the only way you're going to really know how to love, amen, is to have Christ in your life. Amen. You get your directions, amen, and your ideas and your thoughts, amen, come through him. Augustine said, God loves you as if you were the only one to love. That's how God loves us, every one of us, individually. Amen. God has put his own Holy Spirit into our hearts as proof, amen, to us, that we are living with him and he is living with us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes, that's what the Bible says, and now we can tell the world that God sent his son to be our Savior. Anyone who believes and says that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and living in him, he is living with God. God is with you. Amen. No, you haven't seen him. Amen. But you ought to be able to feel him sometime. Can I get a witness here? Amen. Somebody say, I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God. Amen. For just being God. And as we live for Christ, our love grows more perfect and complete. Amen. So we will not be ashamed and embarrassed at the day of judgment, but can face him with confidence and joy. Amen. We love him and he loves us. If any man or woman who said that they love God, amen, and keep hating their brother or their sister, amen, they're not telling the truth. They are a liar. But if he does not love his brother, amen, amen. And if he does not love his sister, amen, praise the Lord, then how can he say he loved God whom he never seen, amen? Praise the Lord, amen. So we strive to be perfect. But I made, amen, this observation a few years ago, amen. The reason some of us or some people are not perfect, amen, they play in church. Amen. They don't really know the meaning of being born again. Amen. If you've been born again, amen, I ought to see some signs. I ought to see a change, amen, in your habits. I ought to see a change in the way you walk. I ought to be a change in your thought pattern. I ought to be a change, amen, in the way you dress. I ought to be a change, amen, in the way you think. It ought to be a change in the way you act, amen, if you've been born again. then, amen, if you're born again, then you need something to keep you, amen, to give you the strength and the power, amen, to stay a born again Christian, amen. And we call that the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. You want that Spirit of God, amen, working down in your innards, being a part of you, amen. Look at this. A thermostat, amen, tells you how hot or cold it is, amen. Whereas, amen, the thermometer tell you how hot or how cold it is. But the thermostat controls how hot or how cold it is. Amen. The Holy Ghost is there to control your anger or keep you in line. Amen. The Holy Ghost is there to tell you, amen, when your dress is too short. Lord, I didn't mean to go there, but I had to say it, amen. Praise the Lord. It tells you, amen, praise the Lord, that sometimes you're just not dressed appropriate for the occasion. Amen. Sometimes, amen, praise the Lord, you're doing things and you're just a little bit out of order, amen, and the Holy Ghost will just kind of nudge you and put you back on the right line. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, y'all ain't no farmers in here, but see, them guys, those young men that used to walk behind that plow, they knew, amen, when that mule got off the top of the road, amen, then the road wasn't going to be straight. Amen. Oh, and when Papa come out there and look, then he going to make you re-plow the field. You're going to have to start all over because he ain't going to have nobody looking down that road, amen, praise the Lord, and it looked like just going every direction, amen. If your eyes are roaming, the Holy Ghost will help you, amen. Lord, help me here, amen. Yeah, it'll help you, amen, praise the Lord, to come back to your senses. Amen. It'll help you with your focus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Love is the key. Love takes away wrath. Love, amen, hides a multitude of faults. Amen. Love changes your behavior patterns. An anonymous person wrote, love is a spark that kindles the fire of compassion. Compassion is the fire that flames the candle of service. Service is the candle that ignites the torch of hope. Hope is the torch that lights the beacon of faith. Faith is the beacon that reflects the power of God. God is the power that creates the miracle of love. Through love, we, the people of God, become unified. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so if you put all of that together, amen, that makes it means, amen, if you can do that, then you know that you're wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus. You'll know that Jesus Christ has control of your life. You'll know that it is not Satan, amen, praise the Lord. That's why we sung a little bit of that old song, amen, praise the Lord. Drive him away, Lord. Drive old Satan away. We don't want him here. We don't want him controlling our mind. We don't want him telling us to do things that are wrong, and we know that they are contrary to the will of God. We want to walk right. We want to talk right. We want to live. Can I get a witness in this house? Amen. We want to live for God. We want the world to know whose side we're on. Amen. I'm on the Lord's side, and it makes me mighty glad. Amen. I'm almost where I need to be. Amen. There was a young lady by the name of Esther. Amen. That went down to Babylon. Amen. Her and a man by the name of Mordecai. And when they got down there, amen, praise the Lord. Amen. The king decided that he wanted another queen. And this little Jew girl, amen, was put out there with the rest of them. And when he saw her, amen, his heart was opened. His eyes fell on her, and he chose her, and she became the queen in a strange land. Good God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at the little girl. Amen. Praise the Lord. That has, amen, God in her life. Amen. Sitting, amen, in a high office. Her husband is the king of the country. Can't nobody do that but God. Y'all better know that. Nobody can do that but God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But then, amen, Brother Mordecai found out that there were some underlying circumstances, some things that was going on, amen, that was going to hurt his people. And so he went to Esther and told her about it. Amen, praise the Lord. And then he let her know before he left. Amen, praise the Lord. Now, I know you're the queen. And I know that you probably feel secure here. But I want you to know also that once they find out that you're a Jew, you're going to be punished just like the rest of us. Amen, praise the Lord. And so when Esther heard this, amen, praise the Lord, she went on a fast. Amen. Her attendants went on a fast.
And she asked the people around her to go on a fast. Just like Sister Mosby is asking us, amen, praise the Lord, during our consecration period, amen, let's fast and pray. Amen. Push the plate back. Amen. Certain times a day. Amen. Get on your knees and pray. You may not be able to make it here with me and Mother Edwards. Amen. And others. Amen. But pray where you are. Every now and then. Amen. You ought to be able to steal away. Amen. And get on your knees. And say, Lord, help me. Lord, I need you. Lord, bless my church. Lord, bless my family. Bless my children. Bless my nation. Bless the nations of the world. We're tired of fighting. Send our troops home. We're tired of fighting. We want our families to be together, Lord. Come on, Jesus. Nobody can do it but you. Help me now. I need your help. Need your help. Need your help. Esther hung in there. Went to the king, knowing, amen, that he did not lift the scepter. Amen. She could be doomed. But she had already made up in her mind. She said, if I perish, let me perish. You have to come to a conclusion sometime that if he slay me, yet will I trust him. Oh, I wish I could preach this morning. Amen. If the Lord want to take my life, I'm ready to let him take my life. I just want to do his will. I just want to do what he wants me to do. I want to please God. There is no man or woman that I want to please more than my God. If you want to be like Jesus, you're going to have to give up some things sometimes. If you want to be like Jesus, you have to make sacrifices in this life. If you want to be like Jesus, you have to turn your back on the world. Turn your back on your friends. Turn your back on your whole family sometimes. God bless this young woman. Hallelujah. When she went to the king about the situation, he allowed her to come in. And she told him what was going on. Amen. Praise the Lord. But she held back certain key points because she wanted him to come back again. Sometimes you need somebody to come back one more again. Come back one more time. I think I can get my point across. If I can get you to come back one more time. King came back. Haman, that ugly man, that hateful man that did not like Jews, that hateful man that wanted all of them punished, that hateful man that wanted to see all of them die, she invited him too. Said, bring him with you. Hallelujah. And while they were sitting around the table, she spoke to the king, amen, and told him what was going on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he got up, silent, and walked out the door. And while he was out the door, Haman knew his life was in jeopardy. Went to the madam and started talking to her and fell across the bed. When the king stepped to the door, he saw this man laying in his bed. Ow! Ow! You don't never want to lay in the king's bed. No, no, no. Even if you're trying to make it up, you don't want to lay in the bed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the king's eyes came open. Sometimes certain things have to happen, amen, so you can see what's going on. You hear, amen, but you don't see. You hear, but it don't really reach the heart. But when you see with your eyes and you see what's going on, amen, seems like your heart opened up and say, I see what's going on here. I thought I knew, but now I know. Nothing is hidden now. Boy, you're in trouble. Amen. Haman was hung. I got to close this message. Haman was hung on the gallows that he had built for Mordecai. Watch this story. Amen. And when Haman lost his life, amen, the king, amen, found out that he owed Mordecai something, and he put, amen, his signet ring that he had, Haman had, he put it on Mordecai's head. Watch this, watch this. Amen. He gave him, amen, a crown, amen, that was made out of gold. Amen. Then he dressed him up, amen, praise the Lord, and put him in royal clothes, blue and white, what blue, kind of like some of them suits you wear. blue and white stripes. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he's looking good. And then he let him ride down the streets of Susa. Amen. And then the word got out all the way into the provinces. Amen. That things are changing in the kingdom. Things are not going to be like they used to be in the kingdom. Amen. To make a long story short, amen, those people that were supposed to stand against the Jews, amen, many of them came over on the side of the Jews. You need to know that God can make your enemy your footstool. You need to know that God has the power to change things in your life. Amen. Things, amen, that was coming against you, God can move them out of the way, and he can elevate you right before your enemies. Learn how to love. Hallelujah. So we thank God. In my closing, amen, God.